The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To tell the truth, Monday has turned into a breaking news Tuesday, Danny.
Whoa. Okay.
The Commander's power structure has been revamped. They have brought in a pretty significant piece today, hiring new team president Mark Klaus. Klaus served as the president and CEO of the Campbell's Company since 2019. That's not Jason Campbell, right?
No.
That is like Campbell's soup, I think. Correct?
I think so, yeah.
Fills the spot filled by Jason Wright, who will be leaving the organization at the end of the season. So he comes on now as the president. I guess for the moment, they have like two listed presidents, essentially. Although Wright can show him some of the ropes and go over some of the things they've been doing, and Kraus can take the things he likes and not do the things that he doesn't like and start to steer it in his own image moving forward. But Jason Wright, we found out earlier this year, was not going to be back next year, which it makes some sense, right? I mean, the Harris ownership group came in. They weren't going to blow out everybody right away. They needed somebody to help continue to facilitate some of the business changes that had already begun over the couple of years before they got here. And unlike Dan Snyder, who just fired 100 people on day one, you try to figure out who's good, who isn't. But you're going to want somebody who you trust, who you handpick, who aligns with you culturally, who shares an opinion with you to execute your vision. It's like a head coach picking his own quarterback or a GM who inherits a head coach. You probably want your own person in there. And today was the day that they hired Mark Klaus to leave Campbell's to come to the Washington Commanders.
So there have been a number of scenes in movie history that have been like this. Think of The Godfather. You can think of The Dark Knight Rises when they were talking about Commissioner Gordon. To me, Jason Wright's a wartime consigliere. In other words, when everything is terrible, when everything is so bad, and every headline you're involved in is this investigation or this lawsuit or this investigation about a lawsuit or this deposition comes out from someone else's lawsuit, everything is bad every day, you need that guy. Right? Like, he's really good. He was excellent at that, right? As sort of the steadying hand. He became the de facto spokesman every time Snyder was in the news again for like one of the wrong reasons. And so he was the dude at the owners' meetings and stuff. He was going through all that kind of stuff. Well, now we got a bunch of goodwill. And to your point, you want your own business folks in there that align with your vision, et cetera. It doesn't mean, at the highest levels, Jason Wright did a good, bad, and different job. I have no idea, honestly. I wouldn't even know how to grade him. The stuff that we saw that would touch the people didn't pass the flying colors, I would say, in a number of cases.
Yeah, they struggled in a lot of the public-facing endeavors that he led. Think about some of the highlights or lowlights, including, whether it's the years on the patch and the rebrand, the rollout of 2222, which was a losing effort anyway.
Sure.
I mean, there was no one that would have done that well because nobody wanted it, but we've said our piece that the way that they did it wasn't very good. And then obviously the Sean Taylor fiascos, like there have been several of those that publicly lead you to believe there wasn't enough institutional knowledge, among other complaints. But that really was only a small part of his job. And maybe even, I would say, the least important part of his job. Like, significant, but more significant is selling tickets, making the season ticket holders, and probably more important than that, the suite holders happy, getting more people to spend lots of money at the stadium, having people be willing to work with the team in terms of advertisers. Mm-hmm. And I'd be willing to bet that in all those areas, there's been some pretty major growth from the day that he got here, which is just inevitable with a better ownership situation. Sure. But that's going to be on his resume.
Without a doubt. So, yeah, I mean, this is natural in the course of things. And most businesses, this is what happens. I mean, you look at this guy, Klaus. Obviously, I don't know him at all. I never heard the name until I saw the press release like everyone else. But he'd been with several brands that you recognize. Everything from Rao's, that make delicious tomato sauce, to Goldfish, Pepperidge Farm. Like, that's what happens in business. You're the president at this really high-level thing, and you do it for, you know, 2 years and change, and you burn out, then you got to go on to the next challenge as you implement your stuff. It's one of those like high turnover deals. So they're treating this very much like, you know, Fortune 500 business, and they want that person doing that, and then there's a whole other silo that's football, which to me is the right structure.
It's the only structure.
Right.
It's so correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this guy was at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, where he played basketball. He was a 6.5-year helicopter pilot, and he became a captain in the military. I guess not a commander. They might do it differently. I don't know what I don't know, but that would be poetic. But Captain Klaus is what they called him. But yeah, man, they needed to make a hire. There were some names floating around that were more familiar to the area. This is not a name that was on my radar, but he's certainly extremely accomplished in business. And going back to what you just said about the separation of church and state, essentially,
mm-hmm.
like football and business, it's critical to me. This is one of the lessons, I think, that we should learn from the Jason Wright era. And I personally like Jason Wright. I think he did a impossible job, and the results weren't always good. But I think everyone was going to be unpopular and do a bad job. And my interactions with Jason were always very, very pleasant, right? That's what I can tell you.
Yeah, same here.
Having said that, Jason Wright was billed, essentially, at the time he came in, as a hero. Like, he was very publicly trotted out as a white knight. They used to do this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They did it with Scott McLuhan, which went up in flames. They did it with Brian LaFamina, who lasted 6 months,
mm-hmm.
went up in flames. By the way, he was doing a good job, and they just said, you know what? We don't like how you're
doing. Bruce was like, I don't like your face. Get out of here.
The stories that I've always heard about that was they didn't like that he was getting so much credit for a lot of the good things that were happening. So they blew him out. But then Jason Wright came in, and he was the guy. Like, it's almost like a Wizard of Oz thing. I just went and saw Wicked with my daughter this weekend. You going to see that at all?
No. It's a hard pass.
I guess with two boys, it's not as much.
There's
as
There's 0.0 yeah. interest.
So my daughter has been waiting for months to go see it. And it's really, really good. But in The Wizard of Oz, essentially, in Wicked, the story from the, you know, witch's perspective, like it's all smoke and mirrors, and you're just, you need a good guy, and you need a bad guy, and you need someone to present to everybody. Like, Jason Wright became the face. They're like, all right, this will get Grant and Danny excited for an hour. This really sharp guy who says right. all the right things, who comes in here to clean house. And that's basically how they used him. And then when they couldn't use him in that way anymore, it went away. But the lesson to me that's learned, he was always kind of rubbing up against football in a way. I remember he used to go on NFL Network. They'd ask him about, like, the draft class and, like, the running backs on the team because he played in the NFL. Some of that's inevitable because he was a player.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I just don't think that that works. You know, it doesn't, to me, it doesn't make sense that you would have Jason Wright and Ron Rivera, like, ever conversing about the roster. I just watched the press conference when Matt Eberflus got fired. I think the Bears president's Kevin Warren, the old Big Ten commissioner, and Ryan Poles is the GM. And Warren kind of ran the whole show. And it was kind of odd because they're starting to get questions in the presser like, wait, so if you guys disagree, like, who calls the shots? And it was a really long-winded answer where he's like, oh, we'll come to an agreement together. Like, yeah, but who has final say? He's like, well, he's the GM, so he runs football. Like, that guy's too involved.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that should be Ryan Poles' press conference.
Yeah.
You fired Matt Eberflus. You're hiring the coach. He'll help you. But that guy shouldn't be sitting there leading the press conference.
Yeah, you hire him, and then you send him over to Kevin's office for terms of the contract.
Exactly.
Right?
But to me, that should be, like, presidents of teams run the business side to the point where we shouldn't be ever talking about Mark Klaus. Like, his name, no one should know the name of the president. The guy that
I'm with you, actually.
Over at Monumental that does such a good job. I think he's been in with the Junkies a couple times, so people have probably heard his name. But Jim Van Stone. who's fantastic and just does it correctly, kind of works in anonymity. No fan knows who that is. That, to me, that's the gig. Like, you shouldn't be public and front, you know, front-facing and on NFL Network. Like, no. Go do the stuff behind the scenes, the business stuff, work the relationships, get the sponsors, and I think that's what Klaus will probably do.
Yeah, it should be, we hear about you now, then the occasional statement about, we're really excited for the new branding of Nabisco club seats or whatever, and then he's quoted in some sort of team website statement.
Klaus.
And then the day you go somewhere else, that's when we should hear your name as the team president. Right? To me, honestly, this is behind the scenes, big wig, glad handing politician lobbying stuff that should not affect the fan day to day. Honestly, I mean, I guess it brushes up to season ticket holders and customer service and care. But to me, he's like big fish to fry guy. Right?
So when the news broke during our Beltway Blitz, like just a little radio insider, Darius, Ryan, me and you are kind of in talk back going, hey, the Commanders named their president. What do we do with this? Do we want to do cut into the segment and breaking news? Pretty much in no other market in America is a business person being hired by a football team relevant. The reason it is here is because Jason Wright's name was basically the biggest name in the organization for a couple of years. When Dan was sitting everything out and he was the face and the voice of the team, that role changed. And I hope they get back to, you hear about Josh Harris, everything football goes through Adam Peters, which is obvious. And then I'll have to, in 3 months, go, wait, what's the name of that president from Campbell's? Is it Mark?
Is it Dieter? No, it's Klaus.
Klaus, that's what it is. Mark Klaus. Like, that's, to me, what a team president, as a fan, should be. We're a little more plugged in because we have dealings with the team or whatever. So I'll meet this guy and build a relationship maybe at games or whatever, and I'll remember his name. But I think the average fan that's just going over there, sitting there, watching games on Sunday, there's no reason to know.
It should never cross your radar, honestly. It's like, you know, who's playing right guard today? I mean, that's where the depth of it is. Now, if your season ticket experience gets worse or your game day experience gets worse, I suppose he's going to oversee that to some degree, although I'd even like to compartmentalize that, to be honest with you.
To a large degree.
But
I mean, it's under his purview. He's not going to be the guy. There's a person in charge of the stadium experience, but the answer to him, I mean, everything that involves with money being made, season ticket holders, sponsorships, starts with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'd even try to compartmentalize it even more, to be honest with you. I would have like a dedicated, I'm a customer team president almost, but whatever, what do I know? I've never run an NFL organization before. But I would even keep this, you know, the glad-handing, high-fiving, lobbying, corporate Craig, let's make sure all the suites are full, dude, even separate from the regular fans, right? Just because this feels like someone that's very far away, and I would love my fan team president almost to be right there kissing babies and handing out pennants and flags when you walk in.